Yes, sir.
I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Big Bear Board of Directors meeting for Wednesday, May 14th, 2025 at 1600 hours or 4 p.m. We'll start with the flag salute. Mary Kay, lead us in the flag salute.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Our mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Can we have a roll call, please?
Sure. When I call your name, please signify you are present at today's meeting by saying here. Director Moritz?
Here.
Director Lindstrom?
Here.
Vice President Hicks?
Here.
Thank you. The record will reflect that Director Gardner and President Castillo are absent from today's meeting. Also present, we have General Manager Ryan Goss, Admin Manager Abby Erickson, Admin Assistant Ariel Valenzuela, and myself, Rebecca Cannon.
And their absences are excused, correct?
Yes, sir.
Who on the agenda?
No changes from staff.
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
You move and seconded. I need a vote.
All in favor, just signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Public comments. A person wishing to comment on the non-agenda item should approach the podium and wait for the president to recognize him or her. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes, each with an overall total of 15 minutes. A speaker cannot allow their time to others. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comments section on the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you wish to address the board on items not listed on the posted agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not publicly noticed. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for the future discussion. Big Bear Airport Pilot Association, Jack?
No. I bet you were going to ask for any public comments.
Not yet.
I'm following the routine. Right. Well, it's Pilots Association. We pulled together a volunteer cleanup group on Saturday to get the fuselage back in shape for the season ahead. The following Saturday, the 24th, which is Memorial Day weekend, and there's a Memorial Day garage sales and things, we thought we'd have a hot dog potluck over at the fuselage so we could take a break from all that shopping in vehicles' garages. And that'll be from like 11 to 2 on the 24th.
All right, thank you. Now, you're right. Any public comments? Seeing none. Consent agenda. Please, are there any comments on the consent agenda? Public comments? None. Board members? Can I ask for approval of the consent agenda?
I move to approve the consent agenda.
I second it.
Okay, Director Moritz moved to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held on Wednesday, April 9th, 2025, and to accept for filing the year-to-date financial reports. Director Lindstrom seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Motion passed with all directors present voting aye.
Okay. There are no full consent agenda items. Business matters. Review and discussion of the fiscal year 25-26 district budgets. Draft number one, right?
Good afternoon, board. So before you is the first draft for your eyes for the board of directors. Abby and I, this is probably our fourth revision. So we've worked on it for quite some time now. If there's anything specific you would like to talk about, I think some of the key items, trying to be conservative again. So as you can see under line, so page 22, line 15, we're only showing about a 5% increase in revenue. And there are some changes within that. So one of the big things is facility and hangar rentals. That is down a little bit because we've had some, because of the terminal building, some of those tenants have vacated. So we'll see a little bit of a reduction there. But we are anticipating a little bit higher in property taxes. Again, being even a little bit more conservative than we were last year, I'm projecting about a 1.5% increase. And if you look to date on column A and column B under line 9 or item 9, you can see what the line A was 2.19 million and we're sitting at projected year end of 2.18. And that projected year end will change as we start getting more money in the from the tax revenue and we start including March and April and May's income from there as well. So I still think we're going to be okay there. Really, if you look under line or item or line D, which is the column D, I'm sorry. Everything in parentheses is a reduction. So you can actually see this year, we've done a lot of reduction within the budget. A lot of line items. We've been consistently trying to clean up. I guess it would be within the budget line items, consolidating, removing things around, just trying to clean it up. It's been a multi-year process to get where we are. But like I said, everything in that D column, everything that's in a parentheses is a reduction in the overall budget line item or overall budget of the airport. So on page 23, you can see that column A, very last line, 80, we had a $280,300 surplus, and that included the reallocation of some funds, the budget amendment that we did a few months ago. But on column B, we're going to see roughly about a $909,000 surplus at the end of the fiscal year, and that's projected. So not only did we not spend as much money, we made more money. So, you know, we're looking really good there. And then column C, which is the proposed budget for this fiscal year, try to really make this budget simple. You can see bottom line, as of right now, we're showing about $661,300 in surplus at the end of the year in the black. If there's anything that you have questions about, I'll be more than glad to answer them. I think one thing I will hit on before we move into that is line 55, which is salaries and benefits under line item or on page 23. You can see that we have a $95,000 increase. And that includes all of the expenses for staff. So that's cost of living, proposed cost of living raises, merit increase raises, 130 hours of overtime for each one of the maintenance staff. That includes overtime for all the holidays, which there's 10 holidays. We're open 7 days a week. So we pay employees to be here on holidays. So that $95,000 increase includes all of that. But overall, we have a 1.2% decrease in the overall expenses from last year. So we're showing a 5% increase in revenue, and a 1.2% decrease in expenses.
Okay, any questions?
No. It's a lot of work.
It's been a lot of work.
So for all these reductions, and there's a lot, are these things that you anticipate will be able to keep at a lower cost for next year as well? Or are they just kind of flukes because of the move or the weather? Or
it has some direct correlation to utility costs.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a reduction in that. Also remember when the new building is built and we do move in there, the building is about the third the size. It's going to meet all the new Title 24 energy efficiencies. So we're going to have the highest, you know, efficiency heaters and that kind of stuff. So we will see a few of those numbers increase when we do move into the building. But I don't think we're going to see what we've seen with the current building. Another big thing is insurance on line 34. Insurance liability expense. You can see that, you know, in fiscal year 24-25, column A, we budgeted $121,400 and we're budgeting $85,000 this fiscal year. And that is direct correlation to the reduction in insurance costs to insure the building. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also, in your experience, how has our national economy, like let's say we go into a recession, how does that affect the income for like our fuel tax, our fuel purchases and our hangers and rent? Do you see people slow down on that? Or
we potentially, and I can say over the last few years, we have seen a slow decline in fuel sales.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say when it comes to like tax revenue, the county of San Bernardino is never going to reduce the value of your house.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
They're always going to increase it.
Fuel sales.
Yeah. So yeah, we've seen a reduction in fuel sales, not a lot, but we've seen an increase in jet fuel sales.
Mm.
And that was maybe a direct correlation to the fires that we had,
yeah.
But we've seen a little bit of an increase. When it comes to hangers, you know, we have 34 on the wait list right now, 34, 35. So if somebody was to move out within a couple of days, we'd have it rented out, you know. So I don't now, quite a few years ago, 2013 era, you know, 2000, well, it was actually before that, probably 2006, 2007, we had 13 hangers that were vacant. Yep, it was during the recession. So what we did was we took the least desirable hangers and we put all the other people into good hangers and we rented those out for storage, but at fair market value, because that's one of the FAA requirements under the grant assurance, is that if you're going to do non-aeronautical business, you need to charge fair market rate. And so,
which was probably higher than
that. Probably 4.5 times. But that's how you stay in good graces with the FAA. So worst case scenario, people always want to store a boat. People want to store motorcycles and stuff. And that would be the avenue. You know, knock on wood, we don't get to that situation. But consistently for us, as long as we have roughly a 98-99% occupancy rate, our hangar rents are never going to change. You know, it's really consistent. We can, you know, watch those numbers very accurately.
Good. Yeah, I was just going to say, I think when you look at hangar rates, I'm in a crappy World War II being infested hangars, well, my airplane is right now down at Whiteman Airport, and if the termites scream, it's all over but the shouting, and it's costing $350 a month down there.
You sure on the north side? You're in.
Well, he has a hangar. He's talking about Whiteman.
But up here,
I have a hangar here, and
okay,
because I have a partner in the airplane, which never mind. That's a whole other
thing. Yeah.
But anyway, so that's to show you our hangar rates up here are very, very reasonable.
Yeah.
And I think if anything, if I see people move up here just to have a place to store their hangar compared to the rates down in the basin.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the price of fuel, I think as the economy start, I think this economy is going to start to heat up personally. And I think you'll see the jet fuel really start to go up. Use selling them. Public comments. Any comment from the public on about it? No? I think this is just a receiving file.
Yep, it's just for your guys' viewing, and Abby and I will work over the next month to refine it. And if there's any questions that you may have of the budget, please reach out to myself or Abby, and we can get you the information and the supporting documents to go with your questions for reductions and why we're doing it, and you know, just any information that you're looking for.
There's one other thing. It's good that we're conservative here at the airport, but I am hearing from other agencies around the basin, they're using a little higher number on what they're projecting property tax to go up, I believe.
Really?
In what we are. Mm-hmm. Now, they may be wishful thinking on their parts. I don't see it going up as fast as some of these other agencies are saying, mm-hmm. but... just something to think about.
And the only reason why I normally do about 2.5%. I went 1.5 this year just because I feel like the market has leveled out a little bit, but I would rather show less revenue and make my expenses work within my revenue source, and then come back at the end of that fiscal year and say, hey, you know, we've made another $400,000 on tax revenue,
right?
You know, so, but if I throw 3.5% in there and we only see a 2% increase, you guys are going to go.
What happened?
You won't get an argument from me. Like I said, those numbers coming from these other groups,
yeah,
I think seem to be a little high.
Right.
And if it does, if it happens that way, great. It's, oh, yeah, it's better for us in the long run, but I just want to be conservative.
Okay, thank you. There's nothing for us to do on action on that one.
Oh,
managers,
one last thing. I missed page 24. So I separated out the terminal building project budget. So as you can see, and I'll make it really, really short, line six, we still have about $251,000 in the terminal building design account. We will be moving that money forward in the event that we need to deal with any RFIs or any kind of details, you know, expansion of scope within the terminal design. And then you can see under line seven, we've allocated $8 million for construction. I just essentially took half of what the project is. And as we move a little bit further, we may be able to refine that number by next month. And that's it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everyone. So as you can see, the building, lack of a building. So Monday, they started demo, and they've pulled 99% of the building down today. We do have one section of the corner, which is the northeast corner, that we haven't done anything with. We still have some power that is being going through some switchgear that is sending power to our airfield fault. We're working on some temporary power in that area. We have Bear Valley Electric. We have the electrical engineer. So hopefully in the next few days, we'll get that temporary power in place, and then the rest of the building will go down. Monday, Tuesday, starting Monday, they're going to start processing the site, breaking the pieces up, making it really small, separating the metal from the wood and all that kind of stuff, and they will start trucking the material off. Otherwise, the building is going to plan. The runway project, the bids closed about a week and a half ago, and American Road Maintenance was the lowest and most responsive bidder. They came in at $388,500. And so what we did with that is we sent the final grant to the FAA with those numbers, construction number. And we sent that off the FAA for approval. So basically what that means is the FAA's reading, going through all the documents, making sure that the bids are correct and accurate. And then we probably should start somewhere in late August doing the runway project. So it's going to be, the total duration of the project is 67 days. But that includes mobilization, doing the work, and demobbing. We're looking at about a 1 week closure for the runway. And that 1 week closure is going to be de-rubbering the runway if needed, crack sealing the cracks, fog sealing, and restriping. They're going all the way out to the hold bars.
How much did you say that was?
$388,500. Now that money, this is an FAA grant through our ACIP. The FAA is covering 95% of this project. So we only have to pay 2.5%. So our cost to do this close to $400,000 project is about $1,200.
400, that's all?
1200.
I'm sorry.
So,
that's still not a lot of money.
$1,200, no.
No, you can write a check for that. Yeah. I can do that.
So the fog sealing and restriping are going out to the edge of the hold bars. I did a bid alt on it just to see where it would come in at. We had put some money in the budget to restripe the rest of the airport because it's time with the snow and the plows, but the bid came in so low and the amount of money that we had allocated, they agreed to do the bid alt too. So they're going to restripe the entire airport.
For that 400,000.
388,500. Yeah.
Wow. Yep. That's great, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. The closest bid came in at 418 was Maxwell Asphalt, and then CR Contracting was at 491,550. So that week will be closed. We'll get the fog seal down. We'll get the restriping done on the runway. With the runway closure, I'm going to have the striping crew working on the airfield and start, since we won't have any movement, it will help us expedite this project and get it done quicker.
Will you still be open for helicopters?
Yes. Yep. So just the runway 826 will be closed, but we will still be able to take all emergency traffic and helicopters. AWAS project is going out today. Actually, tomorrow it'll be in the newspaper. So advertising today, pre-bid meeting will be on May 27th. May 29th will be the RFI deadline, which is the request for information. And June 4th, that bid will be closing. And we will start looking at scheduling what it's going to take to replace the AWAS. Again, this is a FAA-funded project, and we only will have to put out 2.5%. So on top of the building, on top of the AWAS, and yeah, so there's a lot going on. And I think that's it. You got the 1200 Aero operations for the month of March, kind of low, 959, which is few hundred lower than normal. I think there's direct, you can see operations per day. There was a couple, 4 days with no operations at all. And that was strictly due to weather. And that's it. That's my report. If you have any questions, I'll be more than glad to answer them.
Okay.
No questions. I think it all sounds great. The finances sounded good.
Yep.
Very good.
Good.
With the striping, you said they're also going to stripe the taxiways?
Yes.
Will that be in that 1 week period, or will that be done section by section?
It'll be section by section. My hope is for them to get as much done in that week closure, which, I mean, it's going to be all the lines. So it's going to be all the taxiway lines. It's going to be the helicopter pads. It's going to be the green and white and yellow T's, the numbers, everything.
And that's going to be done in 1 week.
No.
That might go beyond.
The plan is that week while we're closed to get in, to me, would be get all the lead-in and taxiway lines done. Where the airplanes, the movement areas. Once we get the movement areas done, then it'll allow us to move off of the movement areas and work and restripe everything else.
And then can you refresh my memory on what the AWAS project is?
So it's a new AWAS. It's a complete replacement. And so the current system that we have is outdated. We're really hard trying to find parts for them now because it's 25 years old. So the new AWAS will be a brand new
state of the art.
I don't know if it's going to be a Visola or a Mesotech or whatever it's going to be. But one thing that we are adding to this, and I've pushed with the FAA, is lightning detection. So we actually will have a new pedestal that's put out inside the AWAS fenced area that will have lightning detection. And then NOAA and Forest Service and all of the other government agencies, because of ForeFlight, they will actually be able to, you'll see it. You'll be able to see it on your ForeFlight if there's any lightning in the vicinity. And they'll be able to use it to track storms and fires.
Wow.
Having webcams is invaluable as a pilot. And even though we have some on the airport, like, I'll look at the Eagle cam to find out what, you know, the
weather's
like. Like a bigger view of what the valley looks like.
Right.
To figure out where the clouds are.
Right.
And then I'll look at the Snow Summit cam or the Ben's Weather cam.
Ben's Weather's the best.
I'm wondering if that would be something we'd want to like incorporate into our website, like the other camera.
It's on there.
So we have one camera on there. The rest of the cameras are for security.
Yeah, but I mean like accessing like the Eagle cam and the Weather cam.
There's links to the cameras on the website. Yeah.
And the FAA, I just read a thing maybe last week that the FAA is really pushing for webcams, and they have a website that they're, if it's not done, they're building that will have all of the airport webcams, and you can click on them and view them.
So. Okay. Is that it? All right.
That's it.
All right. No committee reports. Yes, sir.
I heard 95% for the feds and 2.5% for you.
Yep.
We'll fix up the other 2 and 10.
Caltrans.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What week that's going to be?
Not at this time. Let me get a little bit further down with the scheduling, and we'll probably be talking about it at another board meeting. Or I'll probably be giving a presentation at the Pilot Association meeting before then, and I'll make sure I have that. Okay.
Wait, what was the question?
Everybody as much heads up as possible.
Yeah, we will be we will be sending out a notification in the billing. We will be putting it on our website, social media. Like, we will hit it hard to try to get everybody to hear about it.
Of course, it'll go out notice to airmen.
Yep.
Rather than notice to air missions. Okay. There's no committee reports.
Okay. We don't have any committee.
Okay, thank you very much. Director's comments. I'll go with Pam first this time. Any comments?
Just thank you, Manager Goss, for keeping us fiscally solid. And it's really nice to read the budget report and know that we're in the black. So thank you, all of you. And then one other item. The letter that we got from the attorney on March 12th I just don't feel comfortable ignoring this letter. I'm wondering if we can put it on the, if Manager Goss can see if it can be added to the agenda for next.
What letter?
Is this I didn't get a letter.
The one that we got on March 12th on incompatibility of office.
I'll make a comment on that in a second, Cameron. Okay. Anything else?
No.
No. Okay. Couple things. I'd like to see if we can get a special meeting together, Ryan. I know you're doing an evaluation. So if we can get one between now and our next regular meeting, I think it would be good so we can hold your evaluation.
I sent you guys an email today. I don't know if you guys seen that. You guys should have some information there for you.
Okay, very good.
So do we all get like some input on a date and time?
Yeah, yeah, we'll work on that. But take a look at your email address, your emails, and including yours, Mary Kay.
I don't get it.
I sent it to your personal email. You should have it.
To my personal email?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so everything should be in place, and we'll just need to do a little bit of brainstorming to figure out a date that we need to do that.
Yeah, and of course with Steve's schedule.
Yep, absolutely.
I think it's important. All right, as to what you're talking about, Cam, I guess I'll go ahead and announce the June meeting will be my last meeting. Okay. Unfortunately, because of conflict of times, I don't necessarily agree with the attorney's view of it, and it's not worth fighting at this point. And the fact that we didn't change the meeting dates, then there's just no way I can do both. And I've made this comment to Ryan, and I can make this to the entire staff, is that when I look at all of the organizations in this valley, the only organization that I believe, well, governmental organizations, I should say, the only one that I believe is well run and is keeping with its mission, and I think that the board is a part of and actively involved with in the airport world. When I look at where the hospital is, the city of Big Bear Lake, CSD, the fire authority, you know, the P, Barwa. I can say that they don't even come to your heel in comparison as to how well managed the organizations are. And yes, it is with a sadness that I say that I'm leaving, but it's also knowing that you guys are in good hands. And again, I think this airport is going to go a long way. I had better get an invitation to the grand opening. I know where you live now, Ryan. So that's it. Okay. Our next, do we have any agenda items that we want to put on the next regular scheduled agenda? Okay. Then our next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, June 11th. At 2025, 4 p.m., the regular board of directors meeting, and it will be in the temporary terminal building here at 501 Valley Boulevard, Big Bear City, California. And with that, the meeting is adjourned at 4:32. Okay.